Bloopers. Anyway.
Hey, everybody. We starting this podcast, YouTube channel, vlog, because it's something that we really want to do. We have been married since 2014.
Yep, we're going on 4 years of marriage, and we've been together for about almost 8 years.
Anniversary is going to be June 22nd. Mm-hmm. I'm Cameron McGriff. This is my wife,
Andrew McGriff.
And we are starting this vlog, and the name of it is Endless Love.
Yes.
My wife came up with this name because one thing about us, we are dedicated to love. We are dedicated to loving each other, and we are dedicated to making sure our marriage is awesome, our marriage works. We want to make sure that we help any and everybody with their marriage, with their relationships, whatever it may be. We want to help you guys with your relationships, okay?
Right.
So this is our first one, so just go with us, you know what I mean? I believe there's going to be a lot of great information for you, and I just want you to have an open heart, open mind.
Yeah. For me, I think we've been kind of discussing this for a while now, but never really stepped out and did it. And I think a lot of couples, like, on social media, they, you guys got it together, you guys got this, you guys got that, you guys got a pretty baby, and da-da-da, and yeah, we do have all those things, but it took a lot for us to get to where we are. Our marriage has not always been this way, and so I know and I've seen God work in our marriage, and it's to the place now where, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't even bother us. You know, we don't really get into arguments and stuff like that, and we've seen God work in our marriage. So the purpose, or I guess the objective of this channel to launch, is to be able to help someone out there that's struggling in their marriage or struggling in their relationship, and know and hoping that what we are doing can help couples out there. But not only that, we are going to also, you know, stream towards helping single people, also helping people that are looking to get married but can't find the right person. Like, we want to help everybody, but primarily married people, because a lot of marriages are failing, and it's because they're not keeping God first.
Right.
And the thing is, you know, you can be cool and be saved, and in our vlogs, in our videos, in our, you know, everyday life, you guys are going to be following us, and you will start to see that, you know, we live a pretty down-to-earth life, but we also have fun, and we also just love each other. So hopefully you guys enjoy, so just keep on watching.
So we're just going to dive in our first episode. Endless Love. Remember that. Endless love.
And I picked that name because endless love, like, of course, is, you know, love. Of course, everyone knows what love is. However, I wanted to put something out there that is dominant and profound, so that defines us. And so when I looked up the word endless, it means no limit. It means no limitations, no stopping point, nothing of the matter of yielding. So I chose endless because we have endless love. And if you operate in love 24/7, nothing is impossible when it comes down to your relationship, whether it's with God, whether it's with other people on a day-to-day basis, whether it's with your spouse. You know, if you have endless love, you win every time, because God is love.
Absolutely. So my wife made a post on Facebook about us starting a podcast.
Yep.
And the response was pretty good. So there is a need for this, and I think a lot of times we don't have that wisdom and that guidance from people that are married, because a lot of times everybody's kind of doing the same thing. You're married, but you're still living kind of like a single life.
Right.
And I'm kind of old school, just because my parents been married going on 37 years.
38 years.
I'm sorry, 38 years. And they taught us a lot. We did a lot of marriage counseling before we got married. Before we got married, we did a lot of marriage counseling. And
Because our first year, oh my God, our first couple years was just, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. I won't say it was terrible, but he feels it was terrible. But hey, it was a struggle. For me, we had two different lifestyles. My husband was raised in a married home with his mom and dad. Like he said, his parents are going on 38 years, and I wasn't raised in a home like that. It was my mom, and you know, I was also raised by my sister coming up, so I had a lot of different avenues that wasn't like winning for me. So, and in addition to that, I'm the only person in my family that's married. I don't have any aunts, any uncles. My other siblings are not married. I'm the only one that's married. So coming into this new life was hard for me, and I didn't have any guidance besides, you know, whatever I learned in church. And, you know, of course, I had my in-laws, which were not my in-laws at the time, but it was really a struggle for me. So I had to kind of learn along the way. And thankfully, I thank God for my husband, because he was very patient with me, very loving, very caring. Like, no matter what I did, no matter what I said that was like mean and nasty or whatever, he just loved me. And I believe that because of the love that he showed me throughout our obstacles and our first couple of years of marriage, you know, of course, I know you guys are like, well, you guys have only been married a couple of years, but it honestly feels like longer than like 4 years. But our first like year or two, I would say I was the problem, you know, because I didn't know a lot. We didn't live together before we got married. Like, we walked into marriage like clean slate, nothing but just, it was just thrown at us. And of course, you know, we felt like we was ready, and you know, I wouldn't change anything differently. However, it was a lot. And I had to learn how to be a wife. I had to learn how to, you know, juggle working and taking care of my husband, and also being able to take care of myself and, you know, hang out with my friends and all this other stuff. But we'll get all into that. But it was hard. So although it was hard, I can say that I can sit here today and say, like, 4 years in, it's not impossible. And yeah, you know, we still are in the single digits, but it's the mate, like, we are probably the most happiest we've ever been since we've been married. And you know, like I said, I can contest that, you know, it's possible to have a healthy and happy marriage or relationship as long as you are devoting your time to one another and the things of that sort. But I don't want to jump the gun, you know, we'll get into all of that.
And a lot of time. Yeah. And it was a lot of hard times. Mm-hmm. So terrible may be the wrong word, because one thing I did was I made sure I dedicated myself to love my wife and love her unconditionally. Prior to getting married, I learned about unconditional love, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. And I studied that, and I studied that, and I had her to read it many times as well. And I really grabbed hold of that, was the concept of love, mm-hmm. and understanding how much God loved me. Right. And once I understood that, I began to just kind of just live life and just be like, you know, like an all-time high in a way of just, okay, you can say that, I love you anyway, but you can do that, I love you anyway, you know what I mean? So I did those things, but it got to a place to where, you know, I didn't feel like it was going to change, but I did have that in my mind that it was going to, that hope. Yeah, but what I saw, I didn't feel that or think that it was going to change. So I began to, you know, backtrack. I began to, you know, be mean and nasty back, you know what I mean? Because I was hurt, and we're going to deal with that, you know, deal with the hurt.
Definition, because it didn't seem like that to me, but deal with,
we're gonna deal with that. You know, we're gonna learn stuff about each other as well. You know what I mean? With this, because one thing we do is we listen to preachers, we listen to teachers, we listen to motivational speakers. And one motivational speaker, he said that you should always, even if your marriage is going good, you should always go to counseling. Go to some type of counseling. And this is going to be a counseling for us and a counseling for you, just to kind of understand where you are and where you can go. Right. Now, one great thing she said, and she didn't even know I had this in my notes, but she said, a clean slate, start over. So that's what I want this Endless Love episode to be about. Think about your relationship and where you are, and if it's in a not so good place or a bad place or a terrible place, start over. Now, you may say, that's kind of hard. I can't start over with this person and everything like that. But the thing about it is, I had to take the blame off of my wife. Once I took blame off of her, I looked at myself. I sat down and I prayed, and I looked at myself and said, okay, Cameron, what can I do better for my wife? How can I do this for her? How can, if she's not doing this, what can I do to show her that I need her to do this for me? Mm-hmm. And I basically created this make-believe wife. All right? So what I did was I sat down and I wrote down exactly what I wanted in our marriage. I wrote down exactly what I wanted our kids to be like. I sat down and I wrote down what I wanted our finances to be like. Just everything apart, you know, of our marriage, everything that went along with our marriage, I sat down and I spent some time and prayed to God and asked Him to show me exactly what to do, because as a, you know, as a man, and I'm not a macho man to my wife, she's my partner, not beneath me. Right. So she's by my side. So, but as the head of the household, God put that on my life as the head of the household, because I am the male. And I had to take time to write out and speak over my family and pray over my family, because I wasn't going to allow the enemy to win in our life.
Right.
And we were going through a lot of stuff that we did not have to go through. And that's the thing. You do not have to go through the problems. You do not have to go through the arguing. You do not have to go through the crying and the, you know, the mishaps that you may have. You don't have to go through them.
Right.
And one thing I tell people is, you know, while you're going through the fire, you're not thinking about the end of it.
Right.
So a cool example was, so this is going to be kind of goofy too, because we goofy. So a cool example would be the little boy in the monkey, H&M monkey hoodie. At the time, that was very offensive, and I do think it was offensive, you know, how they did it. But I'm not going to get into that. But nobody's talking about it now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just think about that in your relationship. You'll be mad and you'll be mad and you'll be mad. And then a few days later, you guys are back talking. You know, you're back cool. And you might still be upset and kind of sweep it under the rug. And we'll talk about that as well. Not bringing things that we swept under the rug back out when we have an argument. And I was very guilty of that. Okay? So very guilty, because I wasn't a confrontational person.
Right.
And most men are the same way. We won't say it at the time. Most women will say it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll learn each other that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
But start with a clean slate. Make sure that you look at your spouse like you want them to be and not how they are.
Right.
I looked at her how I wanted her to be, and I began to love her from the lens that I put on. So the contact lenses that I put in my eyes, I don't want no glasses, but I put on these imaginary contact lenses and looked at her with new eyes. I looked at her as the wife and the loving and the touching and all of those things that I wanted from her. I started with a clean slate. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring on the things that we had in our previous relationship. I didn't want to bring on the hurt and the pain that we brought into the marriage and everything. I wanted to start with a clean slate like this, like I never loved this person before.
Right.
And when I did that, I think it was easier, you know, to love her.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, once he started to do that, I began to change, because it's hard to be mean to a person who's being nice to you, if that makes sense. Like, he was being, you know, he was changing the way he was responding to me. He was changing the way he would react to some of the things that I would do or would say to him. And so because of that, it started to make me check myself, like, okay, so Andrea, why are you, you know, talking to him like this? Or why are you upset? Why are you even, you know, mad about whatever it is that I may have been mad about at the time? Because honestly, he didn't do anything, and it really got to a place that we would be mad so much that you just got used to being mad. You know what I'm saying? So, like what he said about, you know, as far as just making sure that you give your spouse a clean slate, it was about, like, eventually you start to forget those things that you were arguing about. I know, like, I said something, like, maybe a couple of weeks ago to someone else, and I was telling him, it's like, you'll get to a point where you don't know when the change happens, but it just happened. And you start to try to, well, not try to, but you kind of go back to those times where we were having those bad days in our marriage. And it's like, what were we arguing about? What was we even, you know? And honestly, I don't even know. I don't even remember some of the things we would argue about. But listen, we used to go, you know, in on each other. And you look at us and think that, okay, well, you know, they've got the perfect marriage and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, yeah, not to be arrogant or whatever, but we do have a perfect marriage. It's our definition of a perfect marriage. And we're still working to be even better than what we are. But it's us. We're not trying to be like no one else. We're not trying to, you know, look at celebrities and say, oh, relationship goals and stuff like that. It's just us. And we do what works for us. I know him. He knows me. And that's the biggest thing. Like, you have to get to know your spouse. You have to get to know the person that you're saying that you want to devote your life to for the rest of your life. And we're going to get into that as well. It may not be on this episode, but we have like a whole thing that we know what we want to do. And just to kind of throw out a nugget, you know, as far as getting to know your spouse or the person that you're trying to, you know, get married to, or if you're going to find someone, like, continuously, just like when you're single, continue to go on dates, continue to spend time with each other, continue to, you know, devote time to one another, because we still do that. Like, we still go on dates. Like, we have a 7-month-old now, and she, you know, tags along with us everywhere we go, but we don't mind. We still make time for one another, and that's really important. But I'm not going to, you know, keep going, because I'll go all the way and then it's like, oh, well, yeah, you done said everything. So, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, that's good, you know. Yeah. You know, we plan to do a lot and everything with this vlog.
And so, like, with that being said, like, when we do go on dates, we are going to start vlogging, like, start taking y'all with us. And so you guys can see. You know, it's a lifestyle. Like, marriage is a job. It's a lifestyle. And I don't look at it like a job, because it's like, we're so passionate about each other and we're passionate about what we do for one another. And, you know, it's good to just see someone else that's young and just got that fire in their marriage, because we do. Like, I look forward to him coming home and just all kind of stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead, babe.
That's good. Because at one time, she wasn't too proud of me coming home.
Yeah.
This year,
or I wouldn't be home.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
And I wasn't too fond of coming home either. You know what I mean? So, it's levels to it. But we had to stick to endless love. We had to get a hold of loving each other and making a promise to each other that it will never end.
Right.
This is until we both close our eyes. We want to make sure that we love each other and grow in that love. And we pray that this podcast, this YouTube channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Endless Love. We pray that we can touch you and, you know, help you grow your marriage, help you grow your relationship, just, I mean, with your parents, with your boss, whoever it may
be. With God.
With God, yeah. Because you'll see that that is very vital to us.
Yes.
One thing that I've learned is that I really love God, and I study the Word of God. I study marriage as well. You might say, yeah, we 29 years old, both of us 29, we'll be 30 this year or whatever, so we are young, but God has given us a lot of wisdom when it comes down to marriage. So it doesn't matter how old you are, I'm sure that we'll be able to give you something that may help your marriage. I help my mom sometimes, and my dad sometimes, you know, just different things, just through conversation.
Yeah.
And we learn from other people as well. So we don't know everything. We're not trying to say that we know everything, but what God gave us, we want to give to you and just plant those seeds.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right?
Yeah.
I guess that's it. That's our first episode?
Yeah, I guess so. I thought you had more to say.
I mean, I do, but I don't know how long we was going, really.
Our podcast will be called Endless Love, so make sure you subscribe to that as well. So just in case, like, you're at work or you're driving or whatever, you can't watch our YouTube channel, you can also go to our podcast, Endless Love.
Right.
So yeah, we hope that this continues to bless someone's relationship, bless your relationship with your parents, with your children, and especially with God, because, like, it's vital to have a relationship with God.
Absolutely.
So, needless to say, we won't keep you. But we hope you enjoy. We hope that you continue to follow us. We will try to make sure that we have a video at least once a week. But if not, we will definitely try to have, well, it'll go from once a week to more throughout the week. Because, you know, we want to take you guys on our dates and church with us and, you know, just different things that I'm sure you guys will enjoy. So we hope you enjoy this video, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.